It is music by Twizy's and Diop on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Togetherness. It's an all-time favorite of mine. We also checked out Waters with brand new music, Na Enjoyment. This is the song that everyone is talking about, Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
And Doja Cat also on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Attention. But something that everyone else is also talking about
mm-hmm.
is the MTC Wine Extravaganza. I don't know what happened there. Maybe I had a bit of a brain fart. But it's the MTC Wine Extravaganza. I had the opportunity to attend it,
mm-hmm.
and let me just tell you that it was incredible.
Wow.
Again, look, I love it. I love how people use platforms like this to play dress up.
Yeah, yeah.
To beautify themselves.
Okay.
Whether it's a crew of girls, whether it's a crew of guys, whether it's a family, but we use the opportunity to show up. And I can tell you again, the style was just extravagant. Like again, it's not really like the Emmys Day Club. The Emmys Day Club was more casual.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But the Wine Extravaganza, there was a certain class to the style. You know, there was a certain swag. You know what I mean? There was a certain ambience with how people were dressed, man. And I loved it. You know what I mean? I'm talking about little black dress. I'm talking about your little heel. I'm talking about your necklace. You know what I mean? I'm talking about your, you know, semi-formal suit. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about,
you know, just like colors also. I had a pink shirt on, by the way. I had a pink little thing on.
Oh, nice.
But I'll share the pictures pretty soon.
Yeah.
So the coloring was beautiful. You know what I mean? As for the system that the Wine Extravaganza used,
okay,
is that you needed to get your price list and a glass, your wine glass.
Wine glass,
not champagne, but wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceed to the main hall, and within the main hall, there was a setup of different wineries and different companies and just different representatives from South Africa, Botswana, all over Southern Africa that had their pieces there.
Okay.
And the deal was that you taste
mm-hmm.
the wine,
mm-hmm.
you mark down the wine that you like on the price list,
mm-hmm.
and then you go purchase the wine. There was an area that was set up for purchases.
Yeah, okay.
And then you take your wines and then you go sit down and you start having fun.
Wow.
And it worked out brilliantly, because obviously you have to must not taste and you taste and you taste and you are curious about this red wine or this sparkling wine or this and that. And there was all sorts of distilleries there, by the way. There was all sorts of brands that were there. Really incredible stuff.
What was your favorite?
It was Jim Jar. Jim Jar stole the night for me. Can you believe it? I'm not really a wine person. You know what I mean? I really am not a wine person.
I'm googling.
Yeah, but
I'm not a wine person
exactly.
either.
But because I kept on asking for advice, and I was really looking for a good time, right?
Oh, Jam Jar.
Jam Jar. Sorry, what did I say? Jim Jar.
Yeah, you say Jim.
Oh, snap!
But it's Jam.
Jam Jar.
But I've seen the bottles.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I grab one of the bottles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I buy one, like, just to test it, right?
I buy
one, and it's not someone that I necessarily know, but it's someone she stops me and she's like, the girl from the blood transfusion services of Namibia, which she was also there. I just forgot her name.
Not Salmi?
Not Salmi. The story is that I met her in a queue and I told her we're gonna come to your queue, and she looked at me all funny.
The
and
one who saw you at OK Foods.
At Go Foods. Yeah,
yeah.
And she's like, you're taking the jam jar.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm taking. She's like, be ready to party.
Oh,
I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, and then her company that she was with, he's like, listen, let me just tell you, bro. When we decide, we make a conscious decision to hang out.
To get lit.
Yeah, to get lit. Yes, that's the one. That's the bottle that I had, the Red Shiraz.
Mm-hmm.
We buy 7-8 of those. I'm like, and so
later of
and it's just like, it
kicks fast.
It kicks fast.
All right.
And guess what? We ended up buying 5 of those. Another shout out should go to Vaughn Aarons as well, here at the entertainment section.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the crowd going. He he brought us sing-alongs. He really entertained us up until 10 p.m. So shout out to him, and shout out to the whole MTC crew, man, for organizing the Wine Extravaganza.
All right. Yeah. No, fantastic. It actually sounds like, obviously I knew I was going to miss out, but damn. You know, you didn't have to update. So let's talk about the food, though.
Oh, the food was great. Also, we opted for Kapana. There was seafood, you know, the oysters that you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you were a sweet tooth, there was chocolates and stuff that were there. You know, there was everything, literally.
But you know that chocolate stand is actually in Marua.
Aha.
Yeah, just in front of Checkers, FYI.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there because I have a little coin as well.
Wait, now that I spoke about it, it's Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's at 9:02. Let's get into your news. This is a song for December.